Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to another Out of Spec podcast episode. We're going to keep this channel rocking, and we have some interesting things going on today. It is Friday, just ahead of, I believe, Memorial Day weekend, right, Dad? Is what's going on?
You believe. You are accurate.
Okay.
It is, yes.
Very good. I don't know. I don't follow along. So major problems going on here, again, from the charging side. We always try and keep this podcast about cars and infrastructure, and charging is a main topic. And in Memorial Day weekends of past, we've actually had problems with CCS networks going down or ripping chargers offline during one of the most busy travel weekends of the year. And this year seems to be no different. There was a major glitch that seems to be affecting Electrify America right now as we speak, the morning of Friday, May 26th, that is causing CCS drivers to not be able to get around. Dad, is this crazy news to you?
So I did see something about the app showing a bunch of CCS chargers down. Are you saying that if you pull into a CCS, are we only talking about EA? Or are we talking about, like, is this just an EA issue or what's going on?
Well, I guess maybe if you're not aware of what's going on, you got to go on Twitter more and follow Rate Your Charge, because it's been a little bit of a war zone this morning on Twitter. Electrify America specifically has had a technical glitch where, if you take a look at their app right here, all of those gray dots, which connect major cities to major cities, are completely offline. Those are chargers that you're not able to use according to the data in the app. And what's happening is, it seems like when you log into the app, it's got to be at least half the chargers in certain areas. In some areas, it's almost all of the chargers. Here in Colorado, it was almost all. Some are coming back right now that show that they're completely offline and unavailable. The ones that show that they're online and working, typically, at least according to this, only have one charger available. Here's a fine example. This is Winnemucca. And so I'm looking here, Walmart, and you can see unavailable, except for number two, just one of four available. So it's almost like the entire network crumbled to the point where no chargers were available or just one charger available. Even Baker, California, had a situation where there was just one charger available out of 12. That's their flagship location. So, and that's just what
Kyle, I have a question. Are we getting, because I'm sorry, I've been busy. I haven't looked at Rate Your Charge. Are we saying that people are unable to charge there, or is it that the app?
So we just lost him a little bit there, but I know what I know. Your connection's going out there, Dad. So
I know somebody was just. I apologize. Someone was just calling me two times.
I know what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, you're curious if you're able to charge, even though it says that chargers are offline. The answer is primarily no. The reason is when you get to a charging station that say that they're offline. I'm just going to choose one as an example. Let's choose, I don't know, this random one here in Essex, Fenner, California. It says all chargers completely offline. When you get to the charging station, what you're supposed to do is plug in your car, select the charger in your app, and then swipe to charge. But you can see here it's not letting me select any of these chargers to initiate the charging session. So then you say, okay, let me go and, back down and I'll use a credit card reader, you know, kind of whatever it takes in order to be able to charge. And even then the credit card readers seem to be offline. Now, I'm not sure if that's at every location or if it's just at the locations where we've had some Rate Your Charge check-ins. Because if I pull this up right here, it looks like Jeff Papp was here in Casper, Wyoming. And at this location, the chargers were shown as unavailable. Some were shown as derated and available on the screen, but the app was showing that they were unavailable and all the card readers were down. So he was unable to charge at this location, even though the physical charger, when he rolled up to it, said available. There was no way for him to activate the station.
So Kyle, I know this probably wouldn't help the masses, but I wonder if you were to take my Lucid, which has plug and charge, if you were to take that over and see and test out to see if one of the EAs that's showing down actually works. Cause that's going to, you know, that at least would tell us whether or not it's the charger that's down or it's just the authorization process on the app or credit card that's down.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it seems like network's down. I believe plug and charge would actually work because the certificate in the vehicle would say, hey, I'm allowed to charge here. And they might have to offload billing on the back end. But I believe in these situations, plug and charge, at least if you have a charger on the screen that shows available, would actually work. So the big problem here is that almost no cars plug and charge. Very few.
So I get it.
They're as good as useless. So then you get to a station that only has one charger available in the app, and that's the only charger most people are able to use.
This is a train wreck. I remember years ago, 95 corridor. You see, this is different. This is bigger in a way, because at least back then, what was going on was EA, if I'm not mistaken, they proactively took down chargers on, I think it was July 4th weekend or Memorial Day weekend. And they, because of bad management, made a bad decision. This doesn't sound like that. This sounds like, you know, air traffic controllers are down, or, you know, there's something that's causing massive outages on their network that's preventing people from charging. This is unreal. This is terrible.
Right. So the big thing here is that, you know, I have been finding Electrify America has been getting more reliable. Maybe we haven't been getting the charging speeds we wanted, but we're getting these signet surges, little things like this. But ultimately, we've always pretty much been able to charge recently. It hasn't been great experiences consistently, but we have been. This sets us back all the way again, showing, hey, we are not out of the dark ages of CCS drivers. So what's even crazier about this is just after Jim Farley announced Ford joining Tesla. And then this happens. And now, you know, I'm hearing rumors of other automakers going to switch here in the next, you know, few months, possibly away from CCS and join the Tesla movement.
I haven't had a chance to check, but has EA done anything from a communication standpoint, either on Twitter or sending emails to proactively reach out to their clients?
So I'm not 100% sure on that. So we have had some viewers and friends call Electrify America. If I take a look at their Twitter page, let me pull it up really quick so everyone can see real time what their communication is. They're charging into the future. Let's see. They have March 17th, which is, you know, roughly 10 days ago is the last time they've tweeted. If we take a look at their replies, thank you. We're aware of the concerns surrounding one particular charger. We're delighted to hear about your successful charge. Nothing relating to this mass problem from a communication standpoint. Now, if we head over to look at our friends from Mach-E Vlad, let's see if I can find them because I believe they were on Rate Your Charge this morning. I'm not 100% sure if they were. But what Patrick and Liv did was they called Mach-E Vlog. Do I have to just do it like this? Yeah, I see I'm not logged in, so I can't just pull up their account. But they called Electrify America and said, hey, what's going on? And the lady on the phone, I'm going to pull it up on my phone here so I can give the correct information, which is crazy. Let's see if I can find them. Here we go. They said, just got off the phone with Electrify America. There must be something ahead of this too. Basically, the whole story went. They called. The woman on the phone said, oh, I have no idea what's going on. Let me check into it. And then they just updated with, just got off the phone with Electrify America. This turns out to be a glitch in their app, and they're fixing it right now. And some users are getting wildly different data across multiple apps. I've seen reports of some users saying all the chargers are online in their apps. Mine, real time, you know, right now as we record this, is still showing primarily offline on multiple highway routes. For example, if I just zoom in here in the Pacific Northwest, major offline stations through there, it's impossible to travel. So it seems like they're switching them on for certain groups of people, but maybe not for others. At least, obviously, Electrify America is aware of it. It's just so funny. It happened right in the middle of the Inside EVs podcast today, which a lot of automakers listen to. So it's just like not good. Not good.
Well, Kyle, the thing is that, look, you know, I work in a business where technology systems is critical for the lifeblood of what we do for a living. I'm sort of, you know, problems happen, but when problems happen, they are opportunities to be able to show your client base how you manage out of those. And the fact that they have not posted anything on Twitter to me is almost a bigger issue than the network being down. Now, you know, obviously if it's something short and it's fixed in the next 15, 20 minutes, half hour, that's great. You know, things happen. Now, the question is, you know, want to do a post-mortem, you want to explain to your clients what happened and what you're doing to prevent that from happening again. I've never seen this kind of outage from EA or any other network for that matter, ever. So it's clearly, it sounds like a crazy event. The timing of Elon and Farley's announcement seems very like, I mean, I don't even want to go there, right? I'm not even going to go there. But the thought did cross my mind, like, what's going on here? But more importantly, what we have is a situation where a lot of people are going to be stranded if this doesn't get fixed quickly and on a holiday weekend. And we are talking about a train wreck like we've never seen. And I wish EA the best of luck to get this thing fixed as fast as possible and get our clients charging again. But communicate, guys, right? Get out there and let us know what's going on. Be honest. Be transparent. That's all I would say.
That's all EV drivers have been asking, and we've only been getting the opposite in full truth. We don't know anything other than I look at the app, I see chargers are offline, and I go, oh, crap, this isn't good. There's no way. I mean, it's got to be a technical glitch.
Yeah.
What caused the glitch, we don't know. If it was an update that they performed, like Ken suggested here on this screen here, if it's an update that they performed just before the weekend madness, well, that's ballsy timing to do that right.
Well, that's not smart timing.
Sure. You know, but we don't know that to be true.
You can't speculate what the problem is. But even look, sometimes I call people and I say, I want to let you know that there's a problem. I don't know what the problem is, but I want you to be aware. You know how much trust that builds when you do something like that? I mean, like, even if they don't know, just at least tell us they don't know.
Sure. Well, it seems like they do know because, again, some users have reported charging stations coming back up. I'm sure this is going to be a relatively small blip on the radar. Chargers should be coming online. We've only heard of a few reports of drivers getting completely stranded and having to go to a different charging provider for this. You know, one of my friends, Jeff, who's just up in Wyoming here, drives a Tesla, was using the EA site. Thankfully, he drives a Tesla. He was able to go over to the supercharger and have enough range to make it there. But this really paints a bigger picture, which is how do you build driver confidence if problems like this keep happening? And it's not the same problem every time. Every time there's something different. And it just is like, how many more problems are going to happen that we don't know about yet? It's just every week, something crazy.
I have a solution that I actually saw when you were at that conference the other day. Mitsubishi with their Outlander has the solution. They're putting CHAdeMO in their cars. That's what they need, right? Everybody should have CHAdeMO. I mean, I'm kidding, of course, right? But like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. Hopefully this is a quick lived thing. And everybody gets back up and running quickly. Thank goodness Tesla's coming to the rescue, or at least CCS, you know, let's say CCS focused or aligned manufacturers are starting to understand that they've got to risk manage, right? They've got to risk manage for their client base, because man, there's going to be a lot of noise. If this thing doesn't get resolved quickly, like in a half hour, an hour, boy, oh boy.
Well, it's already been over an hour. So the big problems here are, yes, glitches will happen. We understand. It's a frustrating experience, but ultimately you can't always have a 100% reliable thing. You know, maybe you could, but not close to that now. And then it just comes down to, like you mentioned, the communication. How are they handling this? You know, if someone's this morning looking, hey, I'm going to leave this afternoon, head up to the cabin, go visit family for the long weekend, and all the chargers are offline. And again, to be totally transparent, it's not all of them showing offline. Some are completely offline. Some have just a few available, but it doesn't paint a picture. I imagine just from this experience, there will be many people leaving their EVs at home, either renting, borrowing, or using their combustion cars to get to where they need to go. And it's a shame.
This weekend, Mom and I are going away for the weekend. We could choose the GV60 because we still have it, or we could take the Model 3. Guess which car we're taking?
GV60. I mean, like, content.
No, I don't want to live life
Memorial
on the
Memorial Day weekend, stranded.
I have dinner reservations tomorrow night. I want to make it there. You know,
like, sure.
No, yeah. I'm taking the Model 3.
So basically, expect more content like this on this channel, more sort of real-time news, what's going on in the EV charging world specifically. This was a big system meltdown that hopefully will be resolved quickly, but it is worth talking about. It is not building confidence in EV drivers, and it is showing, in my mind, that moving to a more reliable charging network for automakers is key. Obviously, Ford knows that. Hopefully, others catch on. And we just need one or two more for us to sort of mark the death of CCS. Maybe that's a bit extreme in our market, but I think it will happen if a few more sign on with Tesla. We'll see. Anyway, thanks for watching another Out of Spec podcast episode. Rate your charge this weekend if you're going to be on road trips. Keep us updated on your app status when you got to the charger. Did all of the chargers in the app say that they were online and working? And were they truly online and working? Make sure you test the app against the real station availability. We're really honing in on data accuracy, and it leads to a very poor experience when the data is bad. And sadly, a lot of the data is bad. So thanks for watching. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. See you, Dad. Enjoy your trip.
Take care. Bye, Kyle. Bye. Bye, guys.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.